Welcome back, everyone, to the Curiosity Chronicles, episode 12, and spring is in the air.
It is.
So this time, we are going to be getting fit for spring,
right?
But sustainably.
Okay.
And I am very excited to explore this with you, because looking good and feeling good shouldn't cost the planet.
Absolutely not.
So get ready to learn about the fabrics, the brands, and all the choices that we can all make.
Okay.
To sweat it out sustainably, because here are the Curiosity Chronicles. We strive to be physically strong, mentally awake,
yes,
environmentally safe.
Absolutely.
And let's face it, who wouldn't want a workout wardrobe that reflects those values?
For sure.
So why should we even care about sustainable activewear?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because on the surface, a workout shirt is a workout shirt, right?
Right.
What's the big deal if it's made from one material or another?
Well, that's where things get interesting.
Okay.
Based on our findings, the truth is that conventional activewear often relies heavily on materials like polyester, which is derived from petroleum.
So we're basically wearing fossil fuels.
Yeah, we are essentially wearing fossil fuels.
Not exactly the eco-friendly image I'm going for.
Not really. And beyond the source material itself, there's also the issue of these synthetics taking a really incredibly long time to decompose, often ending up in landfills for centuries.
Okay, that's a compelling reason to start paying attention.
Right.
So how does sustainable activewear offer a solution to these problems?
It all comes down to, you know, making different choices and starting with the fabrics themselves.
Okay.
We learned that the world of sustainable materials is way more innovative and exciting than you might think.
Uh-huh.
Take recycled polyester, for example.
Okay.
Often labeled as RPT.
REPT. That sounds familiar. I think I've seen that on some clothing tags, but I never really knew what it meant.
Yeah. It's actually pretty cool. It involves taking post-consumer plastic, think water bottles packaging,
okay,
and transforming it into this high-performance fabric.
So my old water bottle could get a second life as my new leggings.
Exactly. And there's this brand called Brand A that's taking this concept even further by using a circularity approach.
Okay.
They've created a system where customers can send back their old clothes to be recycled into new ones.
Wow.
So it's a closed-loop system that minimizes waste and reduces reliance on virgin materials.
A closed-loop system.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. It sounds like a responsible way to handle the entire life cycle of a garment.
Right.
So what other sustainable fabrics are out there?
Another popular choice is organic cotton.
Okay.
As the name suggests, it's grown without the use of harmful pesticides and fertilizers,
right,
making it a healthier option for both people and the planet.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I know organic cotton is a big deal in the food world.
It is.
So it makes sense that it would be a good choice for clothing as well.
Right.
Does organic cotton have any downsides we should be aware of?
One thing to consider is that cotton, even organic cotton, can be quite thirsty.
Really?
It takes a significant amount of water to grow. So it's important to look at the overall water footprint of the production process.
Okay, so it's not just about the material itself.
Right.
But how it's grown and produced as well.
Exactly.
Now, what about bamboo?
Yeah.
I've seen bamboo touted as a sustainable option for everything.
I know, it's everywhere.
From flooring to toilet paper to clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bamboo is definitely having a moment. And it does have some appealing qualities for activewear.
Okay.
It's known for being soft, breathable, and moisture wicking.
Perfect for workouts.
Yes. But here's where things get a little tricky.
Okay.
We learned that the process of turning bamboo into fabric, which is often called viscose or rayon, can involve harsh chemicals.
Oh, so there's more to the story than just bamboo is good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There are brands out there, though, that are using closed-loop systems during the processing to minimize the use of these chemicals and reduce environmental impact.
So it's like with any sustainable choice, the devil is in the details.
For sure.
What other sustainable fabric options should we have on our radar?
One that's gaining a lot of traction, and for good reason, is Tencel or Lyocell.
Okay.
Made from sustainably sourced wood pulp, often from eucalyptus trees.
Interesting.
Using a closed-loop process that recycles solvents, minimizing waste.
Okay, so we're talking about a process that's resource-efficient.
Yes.
And uses renewable materials.
Yes.
That sounds like a pretty ideal scenario.
It is.
What are the benefits of Tencel as a fabric?
Tencel is known for being incredibly soft and comfortable against the skin.
Okay.
Which makes it a great choice for activewear.
Uh-huh.
It's also highly breathable and has excellent moisture wicking properties.
Essential for those sweaty workouts.
Yes.
It sounds like the perfect combination of performance and sustainability.
It is.
Now, before we move on from fabrics, there's one more I've been hearing about that I'm particularly curious about.
Okay.
Econol. What can you tell us about that?
Econol is truly fascinating. We learn that it's a form of recycled nylon, but not just any recycled nylon. It's made from things like discarded fishing nets and other nylon waste that would otherwise end up polluting our oceans.
Turning ocean waste into workout gear. That's incredible.
Right.
It seems like a brilliant way to tackle the plastic pollution problem.
It really is.
And the best part is that Econol has the same durable high-performance qualities as virgin nylon.
It does.
Making it a perfect choice for activewear, especially swimwear.
Especially for swimwear.
So it's not just a feel-good story. It's actually a high-quality material that can stand up to those tough workouts.
Yes.
I'm really impressed with all of these innovative fabrics. It feels like there's a whole world of sustainable options out there that I never even knew about.
There absolutely is. And we've only just scratched the surface.
Okay.
It's not just about the materials themselves, but also the ethical considerations behind the manufacturing process.
That's a great point. Sustainability isn't just about what something is made of.
Right.
It's about how it's made and who's making it.
Precisely. So when we're talking about sustainable activewear, we have to look beyond the fabrics.
Right.
And consider things like fair labor practices and supply chain transparency.
Okay, let's unpack those ideas. What exactly should we be looking for when it comes to ethical considerations?
First and foremost, we need to make sure that the people making our clothes are being treated fairly and working in safe conditions.
Yes.
That means earning a living wage and having their rights protected.
Absolutely. It's easy to forget that there are real people behind the clothes we wear.
Right.
How can we as consumers know if a brand is committed to fair labor practices?
There are a few things to look for. One is transparency. Does the brand openly share information about their factories and working conditions?
Okay.
Another is certifications like Fair Trade or SA 8000, which are independent organizations that audit factories to ensure they meet certain ethical standards.
So those certifications act like a stamp of approval, letting us know that the brand is serious about ethical manufacturing.
Exactly. They provide a level of assurance that the workers involved in the production process are being treated fairly.
What about supply chain transparency? What does that entail?
It's all about knowing where the materials come from and how they're processed.
Okay.
Ideally, a brand should be able to trace their supply chain back to the source
and
provide information about the environmental and social impacts at each stage of production.
So it's about having a clear picture of the entire journey of a garment, from the raw materials to the finished product.
Precisely. And beyond fair labor and transparency, there are other ways brands can minimize their environmental impact.
Okay.
Like reducing their water usage and carbon footprint through more efficient manufacturing processes and sustainable transportation methods.
It sounds like there's a lot to consider, but it's also really encouraging to know that there are brands out there who are taking these things seriously and setting a good example.
Absolutely. And to give you a starting point on your sustainable activewear journey, we've put together a few brand examples that really embody the principles we've been talking about.
Okay, I'm ready for some inspiration. Hit me with those brand recommendations.
First up is Brand B.
Okay.
A brand that prioritizes both comfort and sustainability. They use organic cotton and low-impact dyes, and they partner with organizations that support environmental conservation efforts.
I love it when a brand gives back to the planet. It shows that they're not just thinking about profits, but about making a positive difference. What other brands are on your list?
If you're looking for high-performance activewear that's also ocean-friendly, check out Brand C.
Okay.
They specialize in using Econol, that recycled nylon we discussed earlier, to create stylish and durable pieces.
So you can look good, feel good, and do good for the planet all at the same time.
Exactly.
What's not to love.
Right. And last but not least, we wanted to give another shout-out to Brand A.
Yes.
The RPEP Pioneers. Their commitment to circularity and ethical manufacturing is truly commendable. And they're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible in sustainable fashion.
I love their commitment to transparency and their innovative closed loop system. So we've got Brand B for comfort and conservation.
Yeah.
Brand C for ocean-friendly performance.
Yeah.
And Brand A for circularity and ethics. That's a great starting point for anyone looking to make more sustainable choices in their workout wardrobe.
It definitely is. But remember, sustainable living goes beyond just our clothing choices.
Right.
It's about making conscious decisions in all areas of our lives, from the food we eat to the products we use to the way we get around.
That's a great reminder. It's about looking at the bigger picture and making small changes that add up to a big impact.
Exactly. And speaking of those small changes, let's shift gears and talk about some other workout essentials where you can make sustainable swaps. Let's start with something simple, water bottles.
Okay.
Ditching those single-use plastic bottles and opting for a reusable one is a no-brainer.
Totally agree. I've been using a stainless steel water bottle for years, and I can't imagine going back to plastic. It just feels so much better to drink from.
It does, doesn't it? And it's not just about the feel-good factor.
Right.
It's about reducing plastic waste and keeping harmful chemicals out of our bodies and the environment.
Okay, preaching to the choir here. What about yoga mats?
Okay.
I'm actually in need of a new one, so I'm all ears for sustainable options.
Well, you're in luck because there are some amazing eco-friendly yoga mats out there these days. We learned that some of the most popular choices are mats made from natural rubber, cork, or even recycled materials.
Natural rubber and cork make sense to me. But recycled materials, what are they recycling to make yoga mats?
You might be surprised to learn that things like old tires and wetsuits can be given new life as yoga mats.
Wow.
It's a great way to keep those materials out of landfills and give them a new purpose.
That's so cool. I love the idea of a yoga mat with a past life. What should we look for when choosing a sustainable yoga mat?
Think about the materials, of course, but also consider the durability and functionality.
Okay.
You want a mat that's going to provide good grip and cushioning for your practice, and that's going to last for a long time.
Makes sense. A sustainable yoga mat shouldn't be a compromise on quality or performance. What other workout essentials can we green up?
Workout towels are another area where you can make a difference. Instead of conventional cotton, which can have a high environmental impact, consider towels made from organic cotton, bamboo, or recycled microfiber.
So the same materials we're seeing in sustainable activewear are popping up in other areas, too.
Yeah.
That makes it easier to remember. What are the benefits of these alternative materials for towels?
Well, they're generally softer and more absorbent than conventional cotton,
and
they have a much lower environmental footprint.
Okay.
Organic cotton, as we discussed earlier, is grown without harmful pesticides.
Yes.
While bamboo is a fast-growing, renewable resource. And recycled microfiber gives new life to materials that would otherwise end up in landfills.
It seems like there's a sustainable swap for just about everything these days.
There really is. Even something as simple as resistance bands can be made with the planet in mind.
Wow.
If you use resistance bands in your workouts, look for ones that are latex-free and made from natural rubber or recycled materials.
Okay, so we've covered our clothes, water bottles, yoga mats, towels, and resistance bands.
Right.
I'm feeling pretty empowered to make sustainable choices for my workouts. But what about beyond the buying process?
Yeah.
What can we do to make our gear last longer and reduce our impact even further?
That's a great question. Extending the life of our belongings is a crucial aspect of sustainable living. And when it comes to activewear, there are a few simple things you can do to keep those clothes looking and performing their best for as long as possible.
Okay, I'm all ears for tips on making my workout wardrobe last. Where do we start?
First and foremost, wash your activewear in cold water.
Okay.
Hot water can fade colors and damage delicate fabrics, so sticking to cold will help preserve the integrity of your clothes.
Cold water check. That's easy enough. What about detergent? Any special considerations there?
Yeah, those harsh chemicals found in conventional detergents can be tough on fabrics and harsh on the environment.
Right.
So switching to an eco-friendly laundry detergent is a win-win.
Yeah.
Look for plant-based formulas that are free of phosphates, chlorine, and artificial fragrances.
Good to know. I'm definitely making the switch to eco-friendly detergent. Any other laundry tips?
Whenever possible, air dry your activewear.
Okay.
The high heat of the dryer can shrink fabrics and break down the elasticity.
Right.
So opting for air drying will help your clothes last longer. Plus, it saves energy, which is always a bonus.
I'm all about air drying. It's gentler on clothes and gentler on the planet.
Yeah.
And about repairs.
Yeah.
I'm pretty handy with a needle and thread, so I always try to repair any small tears or snags before they become bigger problems.
I love that. Repairing our clothes instead of tossing them is such an important part of a sustainable lifestyle. It's all about embracing a more mindful approach to consumption and appreciating the value of the things we own.
So true. It's easy to fall into the trap of fast fashion and disposable culture, but taking the time to care for our clothes and extend their life feels so much more satisfying.
Absolutely. And when you do reach a point where you're ready to part with a piece of activewear, consider donating it to a local charity or thrift store. Or get creative and upcycle it into something new.
Those are great ideas.
Yeah.
It's all about giving those unwanted items a second life instead of contributing to textile waste.
Exactly. But even with the best intentions, it's important to be aware of greenwashing tactics used by some brands.
Greenwashing, I've heard that term before, but I'm not entirely sure what it means.
It's basically when brands make misleading claims about their sustainability practices.
Okay.
Often using vague language or highlighting one small, eco-friendly detail while ignoring other potentially harmful aspects of their production process.
So it's like they're trying to trick us into thinking they're more sustainable than they actually are.
Yeah.
Precisely. And it can be really frustrating as a consumer who's trying to make conscious choices. So it's important to be a savvy shopper and do your research. Look beyond the marketing claims and dig deeper into the brand's practices.
What are some red flags we should watch out for? How can we spot greenwashing and make sure we're supporting brands that are truly walking the walk?
One thing to be wary of is vague language. If a brand is making broad claims about being eco-friendly or sustainable without any specific details or supporting evidence, that's a red flag.
So like saying something is made with sustainable materials without actually telling you what those materials are or where they came from.
Exactly. Another red flag is a lack of transparency.
No.
If a brand is hesitant to share information about their supply chain or manufacturing processes, that's a sign they might be hiding something.
Transparency is key. If a brand is truly committed to sustainability, they should be proud to share information about their practices.
Absolutely. And be cautious of brands that focus on one single eco-friendly aspect while ignoring other important sustainability considerations. It's about looking at the bigger picture and evaluating their overall impact, not just cherry-picking a few feel-good details.
So like a brand that touts their recycled packaging but doesn't address the ethical treatment of their workers or the environmental impact of their manufacturing process?
Exactly. And finally, be skeptical of brands that don't have any third-party certifications.
Okay.
Things like Fair Trade, Joey OTS, Global Organic Textile Standard, or Blue Sign are all good indicators that a brand has been vetted by an independent organization and is meeting certain sustainability standards.
Those certifications can be really helpful in navigating the world of sustainable fashion.
Yes.
It feels like there's a lot to learn, but also a lot of power in knowing what to look for and making informed choices.
Absolutely. Every purchase we make is a vote for the kind of world we want to live in. And by supporting brands that are doing things right, we can help shift the industry towards more sustainable practices.
I love that. It's like we're part of a collective movement towards a more ethical and eco-conscious fashion industry.
Exactly. And as we head into spring, there are a few specific things to keep in mind when choosing sustainable activewear for those warmer weather workouts.
Okay, let's talk about spring fitness. What should we be looking for when it comes to sustainable activewear for warmer temperatures?
So with those rising temperatures, breathability and moisture wicking become even more crucial.
Yeah, no one wants to feel like they're suffocating in their workout clothes.
Exactly. So look for fabrics like Tencel or recycled polyester for those hot and humid days. We've learned that they're designed to keep you cool and dry, allowing your skin to breathe even when you're pushing yourself.
Tencel and recycled polyester, got it. What about sun protection? I do a lot of my workouts outdoors, so that's a big concern for me.
That's a smart consideration. If you're exercising outside, especially during peak sun hours, you want to choose clothing that offers UV protection. Look for activewear with a UPF rating, which stands for ultraviolet protection factor.
UPF, I've seen that on clothing labels, but I never really understood what it meant.
It basically measures how well the fabric protects your skin from the sun's harmful rays. The higher the UPF rating, the better the protection. And here's a bonus tip. Dark-colored fabrics naturally offer a bit more UV protection as well.
Interesting. So if I'm choosing between a white tank top and a black one for my outdoor run, the black one might be a better choice in terms of sun protection.
Exactly. It's always a good idea to layer up with sunscreen, too. But choosing darker colors can provide an extra layer of defense.
Good to know. Now, what about the weight of the fabric? Does that make a difference for warm weather workouts?
Absolutely. To avoid overheating, it's best to opt for lightweight and quick-drying fabrics. They'll help you stay cool and comfortable even when the temperatures soar.
Lightweight, breathable, quick-drying, got it. I'm ready to take on those sunny workouts in style and comfort.
That's the spirit. And remember, by choosing sustainable activewear, you're not just taking care of yourself, you're also making a conscious decision to support a healthier planet.
It feels good to know that my workout wardrobe can reflect my values. This has been such an eye-opening conversation. I'm so much more aware of the impact of my clothing choices now.
It's amazing how much we can learn when we take the time to dig a little deeper, isn't it?
It really is. So before we wrap things up, is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
The most important thing to remember is that embracing a sustainable lifestyle doesn't have to be about making huge changes. It's about making small, conscious choices that align with your values.
Like swapping out that plastic water bottle for a reusable one, or choosing organic cotton leggings for our next yoga class.
Exactly. And remember, there are so many incredible brands out there that are truly committed to sustainability. So do your research, explore your options, and find the brands that resonate with you.
And don't forget to look for those third-party certifications, like Fairtrade or GOTS, as a sign that a brand is walking the walk.
Excellent point. Those certifications offer valuable reassurance about a brand's commitment to ethical and sustainable practices.
This has been a fantastic deep dive into the world of sustainable activewear. I feel inspired and empowered to make more conscious choices.
I'm so glad to hear that. Remember, every choice we make has an impact. Let's all strive to be physically strong, mentally awake, environmentally safe.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Curiosity Chronicles. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.
Until then, stay curious and keep making those positive changes.